Any other trials going on right now in breast in the NSABP that we should be talking about?
Well, we're still doing what we call the boutique trial, NSABP B37, which is a trial looking at the value of systemic chemotherapy in patients that suffer an ipsilateral breast tumor recurrence or other local regional failure. And this trial is accruing slowly, but it's still accruing. We're doing it in conjunction with IBCSG. In fact, it's an IBCSG trial, also done in conjunction with NSABP. So that's a trial that people can think about when they get one of their patients having an IBTR or other local regional recurrence.
I think there's not enough awareness about that study. What's the eligibility and design of the study?
In essence, anybody that gets an ipsilateral breast tumor recurrence or post-mastectomy chest wall failure or regional recurrence are candidates for that study. And of course, if they need to have surgery for removal of the recurrence, but they can have a mastectomy or re-lumpectomy and radiation. So as long as the disease is removed grossly and there's no evidence of disease, they're candidates for the study. They're randomized to chemotherapy of choice or not, so they have several regimens that they can choose from to give. Also, if they're ER positive, they can receive hormonotherapy, and if they're HER2 positive, they're allowed to receive Herceptin or trastuzumab. So the only difference would be adding chemotherapy or not in that group of patients with ipsilateral breast tumor recurrence. And of course, as you know, we have really recognized the magnitude of risk of subsequent distant recurrence in patients that suffer both an ipsilateral breast tumor recurrence and or other local regional failure. And Irene Wapner from our group published a paper in JCO recently showing that the risk is substantial, with patients having at least almost 50% risk of distant disease in the next 5 years after an IBTR.
And I think probably the standard in practice is to give chemotherapy in a lot of these patients.
Like anything else, it's not different than the post-neoadjuvant setting. People do different things. And I don't think any study, actually I know that there's been no study, no randomized trial, showing the value of chemotherapy. There was an attempt a few years ago of a trial, but accrued only 50 patients and closed.
Yeah, I shouldn't say standard of care. I should say what a lot of people
do.
Yeah,
what a lot of people do. And we found that from our trials as well. We asked them what they do at the time of IBTR. And about half of the oncologists would give chemotherapy. Half will not. Of course, it depends also as to when you get the IBTR
right. And
how certain you are that this is a true recurrence or an aggressive recurrence or a possible second primary cancer. If you get it 6 or 7 years later and that new tumor doesn't look all that similar to the first tumor, you can make the assumption that this is a new primary. And obviously, that may be a different situation where, in that case, you may want to treat with adjuvant chemotherapy because you're treating essentially a new primary cancer. But we're referring more to the patients that the oncologist thinks that their recurrences. They occur 2, 3, 4 years after primary diagnosis. They're in the same quadrant of the breast.
What's the target accrual and how's it accruing?
It's about 900 patients or so, and we have accrued now about 78, 79 patients or so. So it's accruing slowly, but we expected that this will accrue slowly. So if we ever can complete the study, I think that would be a great thing because others tried before and did not succeed. But I believe with the international collaboration between IBCSG, NSABP, and all the other cooperative groups, that study is viable.